You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today. Hey everyone, it's Kelly. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I am so excited to introduce you to a friend of mine who is on today's show for the I Chose This Life series. And if you're not familiar with what that is, head on over to thehappyworkaholic.com and check out the entire series and past episodes of my amazing guest. And basically what it is I wanted to start doing more shows on the podcast. I wanted to showcase some other female entrepreneurs who have so much going on, and I wanted them to be able to share their journey and their story with everybody listening, because I feel like by sharing your story, you're going to stay inspired, motivated, and determined. So that is why I put this series together. So today I want to introduce you to my good friend, Shauna Poliziani. Shauna, hello.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I am so excited to have you on the show. Now, you guys, I met Shauna in a Facebook group because that's where most of us live online running a business. And I don't even remember which one, to be honest with you, but I know it was many years ago. And Shauna is amazing at what she does. So, Shauna, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the world what your professional title is.
Well, God, I can't be that introverted. Right? Yeah, I'm Shauna. We met somewhere online, and I'm a graphic designer / branding strategist. And what that means is basically I help brands really find their place online and get noticed with really good design and really good, story behind your design. So it's not just something pretty, it's something that means something to you. And I got started with this. So I've been an artist pretty much all my life, and I always thought I was going to be like a fine artist, which means basically, like throwing paintings up everywhere and being like the weird person in the room, which I still am. I'm still the weirdest. But I'm a little more put together, and I went to college to become a fine artist, and I would say like my junior year, I started to worry about funds, like the bank account. Gotta make that bank account grow, right?
And, of course.
So my mom's like, why don't you just kind of like switch to graphic design? And at that point, I'm like, God, whatever. I'll do whatever it takes, I guess. And I ended up really loving it. I ended up loving being on the computer. I loved social media. So I kind of combined the two, and that's when it really started to boom, and it worked out perfectly. So, yeah, that's basically like the shortened version of how I got started, but, yeah, that's it.
And how long have you been doing what you're doing right now, officially, like once you moved into that?
Yeah, so I've been running my own business for 2.5 years now. Right out of college, I took a corporate job, which I was in for 1.5 years, and I started my own business as I was in that job still. So I overlapped the two for about 1/2 year, but I've been doing graphic design ever since college. So.
And now you work from home, like I do as well, in coffee shops and all the places, hotels.
Yeah, right now I'm in a hotel, so
what do you think your biggest obstacle on this journey of being an entrepreneur has been so far, whether it's like working from home or just in general?
So you go into this thinking there's going to be no obstacles, right? You're like, I live my life. I do it my way.
Of course.
So the big awakening that I had to have was time management for myself, especially coming from a corporate job. I think it's the hardest thing to realize that you make your own schedule and you really have to kind of stick to what you say. So in a 9-to-5, you're there from 9-to-5, you can't leave, you get a lunch break and, you know, you focus on your shit. When you're doing your own thing, stuff gets interesting around your house. Like I have 2 dogs. I would much rather them than be on the computer. So it's like, you have to set these boundaries for yourself, and that really, and I'm still working with it. You know, it's still one of those things where you have to find balance between, hey, you got to work and hey, you got to relax a bit. So that's the biggest struggle that I've had.
And I feel like once we get into that really good workflow, the relaxing part becomes such a struggle. You're like, go, go, go.
One thing or the other. Yeah, you're either like in relax mode or you're in work mode. And it's very hard to pull yourself out and kind of balance the two, which I said, I'm still fucking working on it. I can't seem to find the right balance. I'm either up till 4 a.m. or trying to get on the computer at 1 p.m., you know. So it's a struggle. It's a struggle.
The struggle really is real.
Yeah, thank God for coffee, though.
Oh, my God, I know. I would die without it. What do you think is, like, your biggest motivator? Like, what's motivating you every day to continue working like you do and doing what you love?
I would say it's just because I love what I do. And, you know, this is – I learned a long time ago that you have to take control of your own life. And if you're not happy with something, it's on you. It's not on anybody else. Like, if you're not happy in your 9-to-5, like, that's on you. It's not something that other people have to worry about. And so just creating that this life that I love and that I enjoy being a part of, like, every day. And of course there's like little things that I don't enjoy, but I think that's the biggest thing that gets me through each day and it makes me want to continue on. And especially in a creative lifestyle, I think it's really important to always be like coming up with new ideas and new endeavors to do. And so it's really exciting to kind of see, because, you know, I come up with stuff that I had no idea that I was going to do last week, which I think is so cool. So it's always, it's the unknown stuff that keeps me going, and also the fact that I just love what I do.
I realized the other day that I started coming up with these ideas, and I'm like, God, we are so lucky in the world that we live in, because all we really need is our cell phone, Wi-Fi, and a laptop.
It's so true.
And we can run the business from anywhere.
And like, we have the opportunity to, like, if we have an idea, we can do it. Like, there's nothing holding us back from it. Like, you know, a couple years ago, like, it was a little bit harder to, if I want to do this, you know, I kind of have to get approved, and I don't know where to, like, get people to notice it. Now it's like, you just drop a thing online, you drop something on Facebook, you got at least 1,000 people looking at it. So it's amazing.
It really is. Like, I never thought that I would even have this podcast, and I just thought of it one day, and I was like, I have to make this happen. And I just went on YouTube, and I'm like, this is literally what it takes. Like, you just have to do your research and make it happen. And then all of a sudden you have like an amazing business plan.
Yeah.
That never would have happened 20 years ago.
No, God. People are like, I don't know. It's so much more free. I don't know how, there's probably a better way to put it, but it's just, you can do what you want, and nobody's, of course we were going to judge you for it, but
of course.
we have now. It's just you do whatever you want and you follow through with it a bit, you're going to gain traction. So
it's so amazing. Like, we're so lucky to be able to have businesses that do that and ones that, like, we've created. When you have your downtime, when you actually are relaxing, what are some of the like your favorite things to do? Like, for me, I go to Big Lots because I love that store and I buy like all the masks, like the hand, the foot, the face, like all of them, the under eye, and I go to town.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. I go to Big Lots and I buy all the masks.
Shout out to Big Lots and their very inexpensive facial products.
So I mentioned before I have two dogs and I'm obsessed with them. They're like my children. So if I'm like really chilling out, I'm hanging out with them. We're at the park. We're doing something. I think they're hilarious. Probably better than most humans. So I'm with them all the time. But you know, I've really gotten into traveling lately. As I'm in a hotel in Canada right now from Ohio, and in exploring kind of new stuff because I've noticed like. Especially with creative stuff, you have to be inspired by new things constantly. So I was realizing I was getting in this rut because it wasn't like changing location. I was doing the same thing every day. Like, it's very easy to get trapped in your apartment and just work on stuff, like you said.
And not go outside for like 4 days. You know, like, what happened to life?
You're like, thank God for dry shampoo because I have and there's no need to. But yeah, it's really cool to go in like different environments and different places and just interact with the people and see how things are different because, even like being here, I just noticed like the change of like logo design, which is really nerdy, but it's like, you get to see what the aesthetic is in a different country compared to where you are. And that's like inspiring. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you just pull new stuff into your work all the time. So, I mean, it's just, I know you asked me, like, what do I do when I'm not working? But I guess that's the beauty of living your dream, right? You're always working. You're always creating these ideas in your head. And
exactly. And that's a business that you're in. So, of course, you're going to notice those things.
Yes. Yes. And it's – and you'll find, like, if you're listening and you're one of those people that haven't found, like, your true passion, like, somebody told me when I was younger just to, like, what do you do in your free time? And that's normally, like, what your passion is. So I was like, oh, fuck, I'm, like, drawing all the time, and I'm, like, doodling, and, like, you go to restaurants, and you notice, like, the kerning in between letters.
Oh my God, I know.
It's ridiculous, but, like, that's what goes on in your mind, and that's how your mind works. So it's, like, simple to pay attention to that kind of stuff, and then go from there. But,
I was actually at Michael's yesterday, and there was, what are they called? They're like those chalkboards that have the little file cabinets attached where you like hang stuff, like cute little things. And there was one and it was the 7 days of the week, but it was a different font, each one. I almost cringed. I was like, oh my God. And my friend said, you should totally buy that. It's perfect for you. You're so organized. I'm like, I would die looking at that every day because of all that script and font.
Yeah. Ooh, we're all different kinds of script. That's terrible.
Oh my God, I should have taken a picture for you, but you probably would have had a heart attack.
Get out of here.
Like, who did this work? When do you think, like, what was the moment since you've been self-employed where you just like had to sit back for a minute and be like, this is the moment, this is why I chose this life that I'm living right now, like this is why I'm running this business and why I work so hard? Like, what was that one moment that like really sticks out in your mind?
Yeah. So it was very early on. It was probably like my first week of being like full-time with my own business, maybe even before that. So I'll kind of give you the backstory of how it all happened. Like when I quit my corporate job, but, I wrote out this like 5-year plan. It was a year plan. It was a year plan of how I was going to quit my corporate job to build my own business. And I wrote it all out and I had read somewhere that you need to write out your 2-week notice because that's going to make it seem real. So I did that and I carried it with me and like all my work and shit. And,
so waiting for that special day.
Yeah. I go to work. I wrote it on a Friday, carried it around until that next like Friday. And I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to turn it in. And I did. So my 1-year plan turned into a 1-week plan. And that I think was really empowering. as much as it scared the shit out of me to be like, yeah, my bank account isn't where I want it to be, but you know what? I can't stand this. I can't stand being stuck somewhere and mm-hmm. like, doing something I like. And turning that in, I think, was probably really the moment where I was like, fuck yeah, dude, this is my life. This is where I take control. This is, like, amazing. Like, yeah! Like, if you've ever had that moment, you know what I'm talking about. But it's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
It's cool. And so that week after, that I got out of my corporate job, I just had so much freedom. And the work that I was doing, I was just pumping it out. And it was, like, beautiful stuff. And I was like, you know what? This is it. I was like, I could do this for the rest of my life. I'm happy about this. I can take my dogs for a walk in the middle of the day. I don't have to worry about, like, who I checked in with. Like, my boss isn't watching. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it was that, like, first month probably where I was just, like, living the dream, like, fully. Like, yeah. But
I feel like that's when you get, like, the best content because you're just on fire and you're just, like, banging stuff out.
And you're so new, so you're not influenced, for me anyways, like, later down the road, I'll explain this later, but, like, you're so new to this online environment that you don't really, like, have the time to pay attention to what everybody else is doing, so, like, you're just doing it your way, and it's really cool because you present how you want to, and one of my biggest things is just being who you are online, so I didn't care. I was like, well, I won't say I didn't care, but I was just me, and it was awesome. Like, doing my thing. But so what I mean by that is, like, as you get more and more into the entrepreneur lifestyle online, like, it was so funny, I was actually just talking to somebody about this, but, like, you follow so many entrepreneurs and you see, like, everything that they're doing, and it's cool to get inspired, but you also get, like, sucked into this funnel of, like, oh my god, I have to do what she's doing because, like, she's rocking it, you know? Like, and I follow, because a lot of my clients are, like, health coaches or business coaches and stuff like that, they offer a lot of different things than I do. So I'm always, like, constantly at health coaches, like, promoting a course they're doing, and I'm like, why am I not coming out with a health course? And then I'm like, oh, I'm a graphic designer. You know what I mean? So it's, like, one of those things you have to watch, too. It's just how much you're, like, looking at other people's stuff, but it's also cool because you get inspired. So
I feel like courses are the hardest to put together. I was talking to somebody the other day and a couple people have asked me, like, why aren't I doing a course? And I just feel like I'm so much better one-on-one. And yes, yeah. You can make, like, all that income, like, in your sleep, but to put a course together is so hard. And
yeah, and you're right, because one of the biggest things, like, I have one course that I've done, and it's my reputation course, and it's just the straight, like, branding course.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I run into with that is that everybody's on such a different level, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard to pump out this one course that is specified in branding and try to relate to everybody, because it doesn't. Like,
yeah.
Like, my business compared to your business is completely different. So it's... that was a challenge. I somehow pulled it off pretty okay. But it's very basic, and it doesn't get into specifics, which I feel like is my specialty, and it's probably your specialty as well. So
it is. Like, I could never do something like that for podcasting. It would have to be, like, 20 different levels, because some people are still at the stages of, like, dreaming about it but have this amazing idea, and then some are like, I just need to learn how to put my show up. Like, I'm all set with, like, the production. Like, it just – there's no way I could – I mean, I swear that would take, like, 6 months to, like, put together.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's, like, the genius of knowing, you know, like, what you're best at and what you're best at producing for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So try to make this course, but is it going to be worth it? Are you going to enjoy doing it? Is it going to help other people as much as what you're doing now? And, you know, just, like, all those little factors, like, really get into, like, what you offer. Because I could offer, you know, flyer design as opposed to my logo design, but I fucking hate doing flyers. Like, I'm not gonna do it. Like, of course, it's like you can make a lot of money doing it, but it's not worth it to me. So I'm like, meh, you know. So you have to do what you enjoy as well.
Yeah, because if you're not passionate about it, it's not gonna be your best work. Like, if I was still doing, I don't know, something out of my, like, crazy career, like, it just I wouldn't be all in, and so I couldn't produce, like, the best for my client.
Yeah, you never know, like, what your all-in is until you actually find what you love to do, which I thought was another cool thing.
That's so true. I love that.
Yeah, right? It's Because, God, even in college, like, I loved what I did in college, but, like, I never fully, like, dove into it. Because it's all hypothetical projects, right? Like, you're not really doing anything for anybody or whatever. And it was, like, my first branding clients. I was, like, really, you find yourself, like, working for 4 hours and you have no idea 4 hours has passed. Like,
that's yeah.
the time. Really into what you're doing, and
I love those days.
Right, and it's just like, and then like you get the feedback, and you're not angry if you they want something changed. You're like, yeah, it's just like so much better to be relaxed about your job and to really love it than being stressed and eating it all the time.
Exactly, the best days are when, and that's kind of like my like one of my moments is that. I'll send show notes for a podcast, or I'll send edits for LinkedIn, or whatever the case may be. I'll send it to my client, and they email back, and I'm sending it to approval. They email back, done, perfect, that's it, post. And I'm like, so there's not one change. Like, I don't understand. And they all go, and I'm like, yeah, this is why I'm doing it, right here.
Exactly. It's so fun. And even the projects that are, like, a bit more difficult for me, not, I wouldn't say difficult, but it's just, it's a longer process. Like, so with design, like, it's probably the same thing with you or any coach or anything, but, like, you can either hit the nail on the head the first time, or it takes, like, 7 rounds of editing to get it done.
Yeah.
And even with those, like, you just have to keep in mind, like, the best thing is waiting at the end. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's a really weird way to put it. But, it's so satisfying to get to that final moment where the client is like, yes, I love this. And it's almost better after all the times you've had to go through editing, because you're like, oh, finally, you know, like,
I know, like, pop the champagne, like, exactly. This was why I struggled.
Yeah, not saying that like those one-offs are not great, because they are.
Yeah.
Right, so
I had to produce a podcast episode, and it oh my God, it was just like technical issue after the next. It took me almost 4 hours for one show. I was up till 3 a.m the internet, like the Wi-Fi wasn't working. It was like never ending. And then in the morning my client was like, oh my God, this sounds amazing. And I'm like, that's why I was up all night.
Right? It's just that one fucking sentence that's like, okay, worth it.
Yep. Let's go celebrate this show.
Love it.
What advice do you wish somebody had given you before you went off on your own? And then what advice would you give somebody else that's ready to do what you just did to get into their own career?
That's good. So the advice that I wished I would have received was probably just to be a little bit more organized in the beginning. I didn't realize that, you know, there was taxes, that there was customer service, and invoicing, all that stuff. Like, you just go into it thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to do some logo design, I'm going to do some branding, bada bing, bada boom. That's not how it goes. So, yeah, I would just be a little more organized in everything and everything other than the actual job that I'm doing. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you're doing 29 million jobs.
Yes.
So the advice I would give somebody else, I would say, to be fearless in whatever you're pursuing. I think a lot of people get scared of how big their dreams are, and they tend to like cut them down a bit to make them seem more realistic or whatever the case may be. I just say, go for it. You know, whatever dream you have, it's in your heart for a reason, and there's no reason that you can't follow through with it. So.
I love that. And then how do you turn around feelings of fear or failure when you're having one of those days?
So failure is like a cool thing for me. I feel like when you fail, like, cause you're not really failing. It's just like a door is closing in one direction. So you have to turn around and find another way to get it done. So it's really just like being a really good problem solver. And not like focusing on the bad and like, oh my God, I can't do it. Cause there's always a way to do it. There's always a way to figure something out, you know, even if you have to get somebody else involved, there's always a way to make it happen. So, I mean, that's always been my mindset with stuff. Like, I feel like when you're an entrepreneur, you don't think of failure as failure. It's like, it doesn't really exist. You're like,
part of the job.
Yeah. I'll figure it out somehow. So that's pretty much how I look at it, I guess.
What is your favorite thing to do to celebrate your personal goals and milestones that you set up for yourself? What is one thing you always use or do?
I fucking shop. I love buying shit for myself. I'm a purse person. I love purses and I love shoes. So if something really cool happens, I will probably buy a purse and then celebrate with my purse.
I love purses. You have to make sure you Instagram it.
Oh my God, you're so materialistic, but whatever. I love doing it.
Where can everyone find you and your brand across social media? Tell us what you're working on, what's next, and I'm going to also put all of this in the show notes so all of you guys listening can find Shauna.
For sure. So I'm online. My website is just shaunapoliziani.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is shaunapolizedesign. And everywhere else, you can pretty much just find me by my name. But I do have some cool projects coming up that I'm not going to say. Kelly knows about it.
Yes, top secret.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different direction for me, so it's kind of cool. But so be on the lookout for that. And then, yeah, I'm just working on really cool brands right now and focusing on my clients for the next couple months. So that's where I'm at.
Shauna, thank you so much for being on the I Chose This Life series. We've been planning this forever.
I know. God, and like for those of you listening, it's been like maybe like 6 months in the making for this episode.
I know. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're super busy. I'm going to let you go and enjoy Canada and the rest of your work vacation.
Thank you so much. Thank you for putting me on.
Of course, my pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions, and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.